Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 100, The Future Course 2. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Memory 100 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. 100 episodes. I can't believe I actually reached this milestone. I feel like there should be some trumpet fanfare or something. Oh, hey, thanks guys. By the way, that was a hint. That's right. We're going to do more Future Core, and you can thank Paul Berry and Magic Joe from Window to the Magic podcast for that. I got started in a Twitter conversation with both of them on April 8th, and they mentioned that they would love to hear everything else I have on the Future Core. So I thought about it, and I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate 100 episodes than to go back to where it all started. Let me first say that none of these live recordings are actually mine, but I didn't know how to get in touch with the other owners. So if you hear a file that belongs to you, please contact me, I'd love to give you the credit. Since it's my 100th memory, let's catch some folks up if you're new to the podcast. This all started back in 2006. I'd been listening to some of these Disney podcasters for a little while now, as they were just getting started too, and I thought to myself, this could be how I'll share my live recordings from the parks. Originally, I had recorded a bunch of park audio and was trading with other live recorders on Napster, but when that shut down, I didn't know what else to do. I tried Live 365, and that was really starting to get expensive. Then podcasting began, and this was perfect. I could share my memories with all of you, and we could all escape to the parks together every couple of weeks. On September 21, 2006, I released my first podcast, and it was, and still is, really bad. I shortly followed it with my second podcast, Memory 2, Future Course. As I mentioned in Memory 2, this group was the reason I started recording the audio in the first place. All of my memories are actually still out there for download too, by the way. Well, the show format morphed a few times since then. I originally started out sharing details of the attraction and realized shortly that that was just not my strength. I would leave that up to some of the other great podcasts out there to handle, you know, the Lou Mangellos and Wedway Radios of the podcasting universe, and I would just focus on the listener, and taking you to places you wanted to go. I've upgraded equipment a couple times, getting more portable and longer lasting recording options, and today when I go to the parks, I hardly have to even turn my recorder off. 97 memories later, plus a few Christmas specials, we've reached this point. So for today's memory, as I've mentioned, we're doing something special. As I said before, I traded a lot of my live audio recordings on Napster with other guys, and I found some great gems, including today's audio. I'm going to do something today that I said I would never do, and I will probably never do again, and that's to share someone else's recordings. So these memories were shared with me a long time ago, and I've since lost contact with the original recorders. If you know who originally recorded them, please contact me. You know, maybe Big Brian or even you, Paul, might know. I'm going to group today's memories into three groups, by each original recorder, as far as I can remember. Our first set is from 1994, according to all of my notes, this is what I'm going by, and was recorded on a tape recorder, if I remember correctly. It's in monaural and can be a little bit scratchy at times, but I want to draw your attention to one of my favorite parts in this grouping. In Malaguena, pay attention to the two-horn duel that occurs and how tight these guys are. Even as they're screaming at each other, they stay right in tune and move exactly as one. That's just not easy to do. Our second grouping was recording in 1996 on a video recorder and converted over to audio files, I believe. There may actually be a video out there of this one, and I'd love to know it too again. It's in monaural again and can be a bit scratchy or distorted, but it has something that I've never been able to capture, and that's the dual contrabass bugles. I remember seeing this set once, without my recorder, sadly, where they had two contrabass bugles, and when they do things such as splitting and the one guy goes for the pedal tones, for a tuba player, that's just awesome. Listen closely to the end of Groove is in the Heart, and you'll hear it too. Finally, we'll finish with grouping three. These were recorded in 1998 using a stereo microphone and a mini disc recorder, similar to my setup at the time. This was the main guy I traded with on Napster, and I believe he said that he recorded these at a special convention at Epcot for Drum Corps International, that's DCI. In any case, listen to the end of Everybody Loves the Blues when Mark Zoust slides his way up an octave. Okay, that's just insane. Today's memory is in monaural and stereo, so while headphones aren't required, you should really turn these guys up to 11 either way and just let it rock you. When I saw them once, I stood about as close as I could get to them and let them just blow it, triple forte. And it was almost painful, but the sound reverberated through my body so much that it made it just worth it. Oh, and before I forget, if you want to hear more from these guys, you should check out Memory 2 Future Core for my recordings from the group. Or maybe check out Window to the Magic podcast show 110 Future Cores and America the Beautiful for Paul's audio. He's actually got some of the same recordings I've featured here, but he's edited them down a little bit better, where I've kind of left them in their raw state, mostly because I just don't know how to clean them up like that. He's far better at that sort of thing. Also, in the show notes on the website is the list of song names and a link to a site where you can actually find the only CD on Reverb Nation. Now sit back, relax. Close your eyes and come with me as we relive someone else's memory that should never die. Ha 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 ha
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Michigan, along with Tim on soprano music. This time on this last number, we're going to do a song that was recorded by a great band leader by the name of Stan Kenton. And on this one, we're going to also feature Mark
Thank you. We're going to make this real quick because on stage behind me here, some of the most talented folks that you'll ever hear. Ed Ratzinger's own drum and bugle corps. Tell you a little bit about them. They were founded in 1982. They recently completed a tour of Japan. Their CD is available on sale at the Gateway Gift House, which is under the Spaceship Earth thing. These guys, they're only 11 horns. They are all pitched in G. They are real bugles, including the only four-valve G contrabass bugle that we know of in existence. So if you contra players might want to check that out later on. Three percussionists, all multi-talented. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Future Corps!
again. How about a nice hand for Mr. Mark Zaus? And we're going to feature Mark on this closing chart by, once again, the famous trumpet player Maynard Ferguson. And this is called Everybody Loves the Blues.
Thank you. there in the band, and it was written by a man named Gene Perling, who wrote for and founded a great vocal jazz group called the Singers Unlimited. And he wrote this tune in honor of two great musicians, Chuck Mangione and Chick Corea. He called this tune One More Time, Chuck Corea.
Thank you. here, Duke Ellington. We're going to start this off with a beautiful ballad called Sophisticated Lady, and then go right into it. Don't be deep if it ain't got that swing.
You up.
Thank you.
All right, can you see why I now started recording musical groups and shows in the parks? It quickly expanded into attractions as well, and now so much more. I personally want to thank all of you for your continued support, both financial and social. I couldn't have made it to 100 memories without you, and I hope you're still with me as I go for the next 100. Again, if by chance you know the guys that originally recorded these live recordings, please let me know. I'd love to give them the credit or plug anything they're doing now. Just contact me through the website info, and don't forget to check out Paul's show for more great future core audio. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdwmemories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help to get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of this new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye!